For behold, the day comes that will burn like an oven, and all the proud and all who do wickedly will be stubble. The day that comes will burn them up, says Yahweh of hosts, and I will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who reverence what?
My name.
Now the church gets mad if you try to tell anybody his name.
Yahweh.
If you say the name, if you reverence my name, none of those judgments apply to you. Not you that hide my name. Not you that mock those that say my name. He's talking to the Jews and everybody else. But those that reverence my name, the light of righteousness will arise with healing in its wings, and you will go out leaping on the hills. Hallelujah. And you will tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I will do this, says Yahweh of hosts. Remember the Torah, the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded through him in Horeb for all of Israel, with its statutes and judgments. Behold, to help you remember Torah. Now, when does he say you're going to remember Torah? And he just told you, for behold, the day comes. What day is that? The seventh day. The day is coming when I'm going to do all this. But just before that day, you are going to remember Torah. You're going to remember Moses. You're going to remember the law of Moses. But how are we going to do that? He tells you how. Behold, in verse number 5, I will send you Elijah. And what's Elijah going to do? Cause you to remember Torah. Now this all happens just before the seventh day. Somebody know what time it is? I will send Elijah. And what's Elijah going to bring to you? The law and the prophets. What's that a euphemism for? Spirit, faith and grace and law. When Elijah comes, he's bringing both. Now before he comes, some's going to bring spirit, some's going to bring truth, but when Elijah comes, he's bringing both of them to the church, to the house of Israel. What is the name of Elijah? Does anybody know what it means? It's right there. The strength of Yahweh. So what do you see in your mind when you see Elijah? Do you see a sissy? What do you see? The strength. He comes in with the strength of Yahweh. And if you ever say, where does he get his strength from? You just found out. How do you stand up against all the attacks? Because it's not his strength. And it's not going to be your strength. Because y'all are Elijah. We together are the voice of Elijah. And God's going to give you a supernatural strength that you never had. You're going to all of a sudden not be afraid of your family, your mama, your daddy, your pastor, nobody. Anybody awake on this side? That's my weak side. Okay, thank y'all. That's the voice of Elijah. No fear. No fear. What's what we preached the other night? Firmly resisting. Now, when does Elijah come? Well, it tells you right there. Before. You know the funniest thing in the world? Every church in town's preaching the Lord's coming. Nobody's preaching Elijah's coming. You can't get the Lord without getting Elijah. There's got to be a return ministry of Elijah on the earth before Yahshua can return. So don't be surprised when Elijah shows up right before the Lord Jesus Christ to bring you back to Moses, Torah. Ooh, I wish I had a voice tonight. I need it. Now, what's Elijah going to do? Read it. Everybody look in your Bible. Don't trust the word I say. I could lie to you. I could lie to you. Now hold on, let's pause. Read it again. What's Elijah coming to do? Is he coming to win? Hold on. Is he coming to win a popularity contest? Is he coming so you can call somebody and say, my preacher's good? No. Is he coming so that you will like him? No. He's got one job. To turn the hearts of the father to the children. Now here's the problem. Most people have no idea what the heart of the fathers are. He said, I come to take what was in the hearts of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and turn it to these children that knew nothing about it. The Torah, which is what was in their heart, the law of God. David said, thy law have I hidden where? And Elijah knew that that heart of the patriarch was the Torah, the law of God. Elijah is going to come and take that heart that was in them and turn that to you and turn you to that. Amen. Now the problem we have in this ministry, some of you have heard this and you have no idea what I just said. You don't realize where you're standing. Those watching on Roku, you don't know the voice you're hearing right now. It is not a man. Then this ministry is not a ministry. This is a voice in the end times bringing the lost children back to the law of God and bringing the law of God to the children. What children? Stepchildren, bastard children, children that didn't know who they were. Elijah's going to turn it around. Because, and it's been in y'all's Bible this whole time. If that don't prove to you what time we're living in, God's revealing this thing to us tonight. And so tonight, if you're able to receive that, then you can know where, what time it truly is. God bless you. You may be seated tonight.